Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. How to stop giving a damn about what other people think about you. Today, I'm going to go over three tips, three pieces of information that you can use so that you can walk into a room and not forget how to walk. I know it sounds pretty, has that ever happened to you? That you, all of a sudden, you're about to go into this room and you don't know who is in the room. You know it's a group, you can hear them. You feel like you don't know anybody. What are people going to think? How am I dressed? Gosh, what's going, did they actually watch my presentation that I gave, or have they read my paper, or have they checked out my videos, or am I not going to know anybody and everyone's just going to look at me? And so you end up walking in this room and you forget how to walk and you end up tripping. And then you're wondering, oh, it just goes down from there. You try to go straight and go get a beer, and then you don't really talk to anyone and you just have a few beers and you end up going back with a buzz, but not having met anyone at this event that you actually paid quite a bit of money to go to. And it just turns out that, your whole night was ruined. Because let me first state that there are two sides to our brain. There's the side of the brain that interprets the world as we see it. It sees things and it sees, okay, there's a table. There are people. There are men. There are women. She is wearing a blue dress. He is wearing a navy blue suit. There is somebody over there that I may know. I mean, these are things which you are just processing as facts. And then there's the other side of the brain, which is trying to make sense of it all. And this side of the brain is notorious for, let's just say, being a little bit paranoid, being a little bit crazy, thinking, oh my gosh, is that person staring at me? Or what, did I have something in my teeth? What is going on? It's just the side of the brain that gets all negative, all wrapped up around stuff. And we want to make sure that we keep that side of the brain in check. Because we sometimes just go off on a crazy tangent and we see things worse than what they are. And that takes me, let's go ahead and get into these tips, because I think that you're going to find them useful. And tip number one, kind of alluded to it, but you have to realize that most people don't care about you. And I know that's a big hit to your ego, but most people are concerned with themselves. Then they're concerned with their family and those that are really close to them. Then they're concerned, with their overall situation. And then they're concerned with their problems, their troubles, maybe the things that good that they've got going in their life and what they're building up. And then somewhere farther down the list is you, this potentially new person they may meet, or maybe even someone that they know. Now, this is, as a guy that has a number of employees, this is something I always have to keep in mind, because to me, my business is, it's like one of my kids. I mean, I love this thing. I take care of it. I work weekends. I got to get pride out of this thing. I literally have to set up systems so I don't come in and work on my business when I should be spending time with my family. I love my kids. I really do. I love my wife, but I also love what I do. It's fun. It's enjoyable. And it's a high priority for me. But I have to realize that the people that work for me, it's not that high of a level of priority. It's not even close to where it's at for me. And it's the same with you. There was one of my favorite stories, a newsman over in Australia. And to show, or at least he wanted to show how in many ways men can get away with some things that women can't, he wore the same suit every day for a year. Now, he changed the shirts, the pocket squares, the shoes, and all the other details, but he pretty much wore the same suit. I'm not sure, maybe it was a little bit same color, but it was a dark navy blue suit the entire time. And believe it or not, most people just thought, he just owned a bunch of navy suits. And I think a guy can get away with that, especially if the suit fits him well and you change up the ties and the shirts quite enough. But the thing is honestly, most people didn't notice because they're concerned with their own issues. Now, where this becomes an issue, and you know, I definitely do believe that presentation is important, but where it becomes an issue is when you become a concern of theirs and they're making that instant fight or flight decision. So I love to use the example of your kid is sick and you take him to the emergency room and the doctor comes out and the doctor is not dressed in scrubs, but in a tie-dye t-shirt, dirty shorts and sandals. And the guy just says, "Hey, I'll take him." Now he has betrayed your expectations. And in that case, you know, that's an extreme, almost like fight or flight. You know, it's like, hey, I'm not going to leave my most precious child with this person that betrays my expectations of what a doctor should look like, either the white coat or the scrubs. But in most situations, we're not like that. We're walking in, we're noticing people out of the corner of our eye. They're not a threat to us. So we quickly move on. And when you understand that most people, if you just don't have an extreme presentation, and if you, you know, aren't going to engage them directly, they're honestly not going to care too much about you. Why is this important? Because it allows you to walk into the room without tripping over yourself, without worrying about others, to be able to just come in, smile, look around, assess the room, and then be able to go get that beer, but then be able to go talk to people or, you know, grab that glass of water if you don't drink and simply just be able to go up to people and smile and shake their hands. Now, that's a whole nother series of things I would teach you about how to approach, especially if people are engaged with others. But I do feel that you need to realize that most people, you're not their number one concern. You are much farther down the list. And therefore, you know, you don't really have to worry that they are thinking these negative thoughts about you. Tip number two, stop comparing yourself to other people. Now, there's a lot of research out there, especially with Facebook, Instagram, all these other platforms out there, that people that spend a lot of time on this, and oftentimes they get depressed because you've seen it. You're out there on Facebook and you see this picture of what appears to be the perfect family. They've got 2.5 kids. They are beautiful. They're all smiling. And you know, the mom and the wife, she's beautiful. The husband, he's handsome and he's got, you know, he's just tall and built. And you know, it's just like, holy cow, these guys look like they stepped out of a J. Crew, you know, photo catalog. And if you compare yourself to other people, you are going to have problems because the grass will always look greener on the other side. And by the way, you know, with that, I know we get, my wife, we always kind of laugh at it because we put up a photo of us and our four kids and people are like, oh, it's so amazing. What a great photo. What they don't see is that we had to take 150 photos. And my wife actually maybe will Photoshop one of my kids' faces on the other one to actually get a perfect photo because one of my kids is always screaming. One of them's always crying. Something's going on, you know, and just when we get all four of them perfect, I happen to be looking over to the right or the left and telling someone that, hey, you know, just, you know, I end up messing up the photo. But the point is, if you compare yourself to other people, you are always going to fall short because we view these perfect families. We view these people that are our peers, but seem to be doing so much more, so much better. We view them in this light. We can't see under the hood. We can't see all the stress, all the effort. And believe me, you know, one of my favorite sayings is if everyone took all of their troubles and put them in a pile, most people by far would be very happy just to go collect their own instead of taking an equal portion, because there are people out there with real problems. There was a mom of one of my daughters the other day that I met, and I just found out that she has a very serious illness, and she's just got a few years to live. And you wouldn't be able to tell this by, you know, she looks picture perfect when you talk to her. Her daughter looks picture perfect. They're always there on time for the events. I was like, wondering, how's this woman making all this time to be at all these events? I feel like a subpar dad, and you know, things like that. And then you realize this person just simply has a little bit of time left and they're out there just spending the time that they can. And it makes me grateful that, gosh, I'm in good health. So stop comparing yourself to others. Instead, look at yourself and say, compare yourself to yourself yesterday, the day before, maybe the week before, and say, what am I doing to improve myself? What am I doing to get better? I look at Antonio a year ago and I'm like, okay, what can I do better that guy, you know, wasn't doing? And in many ways, what was that guy doing that now I'm falling short on in things that I could be doing better? Was he spending more time with his family? Was he, you know, taking better care of his body and eating better? And those things, you know, I try to hold myself to a high standard, but not an impossible standard. And again, if you look at other people, you try to compare yourself to the outside surface of what some of these people are projecting, especially on social media, you're going to find that's an impossibly high bar and you're going to end up being very disappointed. Tip number three to stop giving a damn about what other people think about you is to define your own happiness. Now, the thing with happiness is it can change over time. I know what's going to make me happy and where it's at has definitely evolved over the last year as business has done really well for me. All of a sudden, I find myself really being able to afford a lot of that. I really am not needing anything. And so when you find yourself in this position, you all of a sudden start to realize, you know, I don't need too much. I'm happy sitting out watching my kids play with a glass of iced tea just here at my house. You start to look at, you know, when you can afford a nicer, bigger house, you start to realize, really, is it going to make me happier? Is that what I need? So many people, they get into this, they buy into what the government or what big business is trying to sell you as what you need to be happy. I don't know, for a guy, maybe it's you need a more muscular body. Maybe it's you need, to be able to attract, you know, more women. Maybe it's you simply need to be able to make more money. You need that luxury car. You need that faster motorcycle. You need that really nice clothing and expensive jewelry. I'm not going to say that having some of that stuff isn't nice, but make sure it really is something that is going to make you happy. And it's not something that you're just kind of buying into and trying to keep up with the Joneses. So define your own happiness. Be ultra specific too. I find that, just saying, oh, a new house, like honestly, what's giving me a lot of happiness right now, I'll share with you all, is designing my dream house with my daughter. And that's key, is it's not just me designing, it's to think that I'm going to be able to build something that my kids will have had a say in the build. And we're actually having a lot of fun with this because there are going to be many impractical things about my dream house. And it's going to have special hidden passageways. Yes, I've got that dream of like being able to go to a bookcase and pull out a book and for it to slide over to the side. And for there to be like other hidden rooms, little places where you can put things like little hidden, you know, crooks and crannies. I also like the idea of it being incredibly self-sufficient. So having it so that not only is it going to be from an energy perspective, very self-sufficient, but, you know, having storages of water and food. I'm not a crazy, you know, I not saying that preppers are crazy. And in many ways, I would probably almost consider myself one because I just think it's prudent to be prepared. But I will say that, all that is kind of going into the design of my house, where I want it to be, how I want to live. I just want to be able to be self-sufficient, have a place where I feel secluded, but at the same time, I can step back into modern day society and talking about this with my daughter and realizing this is what I'm working hard for. This is what we're socking away resources. It is to have time to design this, have the money to be able to build it. And that's bringing me happiness. And, you know, it's going to be funny. Once we eventually have it, that's only part of the happiness. Actually, it's not even the most important part. The most important part for me is the actual buildup and the engagement and spending time talking with my kids about it, talking with my son about like how he's going to want his room, how we would design it, what's going to be really cool about it. My wife and I, long-term, the goal is to have a place where our kids will want to come back actually to visit us and to spend time. And they, you know, so I like the idea that my daughters will come back and say, hey, yeah, I helped design this. And they'll want to show their husbands or their kids these small details. And that's going to make me happy. But no one could have sold me that. No one could have told me that that would make me happy. I had to find it for myself. So do yourself a favor, define your own happiness. If you want the show notes on how to stop giving a damn about what other people think about you, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode36. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.